Shir and Sichos Paran. Benazal saying the if Reish Lamed Gimel, paragraph 233. Benazal says that first he heard from one of the Benazal's Tamidim about the discussion the Benazal had, and he spoke of clothing. Clothing is not a luxury. Clothing is a necessity. Some people make a luxury of it. They go all out to extreme expense, buying expensive clothes and following the styles, discarding clothes that are still wearable, still usable, just because they have become outmoded. Of course, means that they're following those styles in a sense, Rabbeinu says also that following the styles is also following the customs of the Goyim, especially since we know that money of a Jew is very precious, very valuable. Yaakov Avinu was very particular in smallest amounts, smallest bits, to see that money was not wasted whatsoever. Even a tiny amount for small dishes, small pots and pans that were worth pennies, Yaakov Avinu risked his life because Jewish money is so precious. So that, therefore, if a person is willing to throw out an entire wardrobe of clothes because it's no longer in style, he's destroying money of a Jew that is precious. Of course, that's committing a serious crime. Unless it's gotten to the point where these clothes are so much out of style that it would be embarrassing to wear them. However, one thing never goes out of style, and that is the original customary clothes of a religious Jew. Long black coat, big felt hats. That type of clothing is one that is everlasting. Years, generations back, and for all time to come, apparently. That's the regular garb of a religious Jew in all countries where Jews maintained their custom to wear their own type of clothes. Now, this is that important. We do not wear the wrong type of garments, the special type of clothes that these very religious Jews wear. At least we have to recognize their greatness in doing so. Because the Gemara says that one of the reasons the Jews were zechet to be released from bondage from Egypt, one of the zechuyas they had was the fact that they did not change their clothes. Living in Egypt, a place where they also had styles, regular modes of dress, the Jews never changed the style of their clothes. Their ritualistic type of attire was adhered to throughout all the years of their slavery and exile in Egypt. They never tried to assimilate wearing the clothes of the Goyim. They let themselves stand out as a Jew. Look at my clothes, tells that I'm a Jew. Same as wearing a yellow band, Chazal show. But they weren't ashamed of the fact that they were wearing the customary clothes that brand the person as a Jew, or proud of it. But the fact is that clothing, therefore, falls into two categories. Clothing is either a luxury, one who goes very far out and increasing his wardrobe to extraordinary dimensions, or it's a necessity. Person must have clothes to wear. We find the evil as a luxury, but we mentioned previously about this Pesel Bevigdai. The Pasuk says that the Satan, the Baldover, he tries to get a Jew to commit wrong, and he can't. He gets him in his clothing. He finds a way to get him by wearing clothes that would take him away from the religious circle, as we're shown. And here, we're discussing, in this case, clothing that is of necessity. Every person must have clothes. The poorest person, too, cannot go out without clothes. If it's cold winter day, a person must have a coat. If a person's a pauper, he goes out with a coat that's shredded, some tatters, they still must have that coat. So, in all cases, clothing is a necessity. And to a person who is wealthy, that necessity is not a problem. But there are some people who are that poor, they cannot afford the clothes. To them, it's a big problem. Even the medium class sometimes would have a large family, and no matter how careful you are of clothes, a person has a large family of children, these children tear the clothes, as no matter how well they take care of it, either tear them or they outgrow them. So they need a new outfit. He's a new outfit for an entire family. This is a tremendous expense. A person cannot afford it. What is he supposed to do? He cannot afford the expense of buying clothes, outfitting his whole family for a yentev, as is customary. Or in general, the child needs a new coat, a used coat even, but to him it's an expense. Benedel says that for everything that a person needs, everything a person needs, he should turn to Hashem with tefillah. You need a new coat for yourself, for your wife, for your children. Turn to Hashem in his bedidus and say, Hashem, cry before Hashem. Hashem, I need new clothing. I need money for clothing, and I'm turning to the correct source. All Shefa comes from Hashem. And the point that Ben Ezra brought out here is, it would seem to us that it's sort of embarrassing to have a suit, and it's expensive, so where do I go to? Instead of going to my bank account, or instead of going to the personal finance company, or instead of going to a rich uncle, or to the wife's savings, turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, I need a coat. You turn to Hashem when you say, Hashem, I'm not good. I'm not a tzaddik. I didn't follow your mitzvahs right. You cry before Hashem to be forgiven. You cry before Hashem that Hashem bring you closer down. Hashem be mikad of you. Yizrecha to avedis Hashem. You cry before Hashem that Hashem bless you to be able to serve Hashem in a much better vein, with much more kavana, more intensity. But to come before Hashem on a petty item like clothes, even food we can understand. Food is that much of a necessity of a person starving. Actually, you cried Hashem. But a new suit? Benedel said, yes, anything at all that a person lacks, he is supposed to turn to Hashem and daven for it. Now, you would say there are people who don't daven to Hashem, and they still get it. Without davening, they go clothed, they wear suits, nice garments. Families go dressed nicely. And we're speaking even about religious people, religious Jews, who don't steal the money. They earn the money in a proper manner, in a kosher fashion. They give meiser on it. They go out and buy a suit. Now, the fact is, they got it without davening, Hashem, give me a suit. And then it says, those people are getting the suit. They're getting the clothes. But they're getting it the same as an animal gets his food. The animal doesn't daven. Animal goes out and searches for food. And the pasuk says, Nisayin l'vehim alachno. Hashem gives each animal its necessary amount of nourishment each day. Hashem feeds all living things each day. Somehow you find that all animals are fed. You don't see animals dying in the streets or in the forests or the jungles from starvation. Every animal, every reptile, every worm, gets his nourishment daily from Hashem. There's a big difference between the way an animal gets his nourishment and the way a human who davens to Hashem or panasa, food each day, gets it. So a person who does not daven for clothing, that person will be given clothing. But the same as an animal. You are a behemoth, an animal. You don't daven for it. Hashem provides it anyhow. But remember that you lowered yourself, degraded yourself to a point out of the category of behemoth, animal. Whereas, if you rise as you should, as a person, as a human, the Jew who davens to Hashem, you'll get the clothing in a different category. Get the clothing because you are of a higher stature, much higher level. You are Odom, Ben Odom, who is Zecha to get everything through a holy source of Shefa. One that is earned. It is not a shame in receiving it. Getting something for nothing is embarrassing. The fact that you're given something without davening, without asking for it, it's like getting it for nothing. Daven for it and ask Hashem for everything. Now, this is what the Bussinzal heard from someone else. Abinazel says later on, it happened that he spoke to Abinazel. Abinazel mentioned this too. Abinazel spoke about a certain small item that he needed. But he said this was, it was a very tiny item, like a pair of shoes. Abinazel would need of this tiny item. Abinazel said to Abinazel, "Daven to Hashem about this." Abinazel stood there, astounded. "Daven to Hashem? How do you daven to Hashem for a small item like a pair of shoes? How is that possible?" Abinazel very wisely said, "What's the matter? It's not fit for your great honor. You don't want to lower yourself and daven to Hashem, Chas V'Shalom." Which was a hint saying that no matter how small it is, you must turn to Hashem. Every single item, ashrei to that person who is zecher that whatever he gets through the tefillah. Because everything becomes an item in kedusha then. Earned through davening becomes an item of purity. The physical item becomes spiritual, becomes ruchnius, becomes kedusha. This was a lesson that Abinazel taught then. The person should accustom himself, get used to the idea. You have his bedidus, you speak to Hashem. In his bedidus, you pour out your heart. Hashem, I'm in a lot of trouble. I did things that are wrong. My mind, I have bad thoughts, Chas V'Shalom. I speak wrong. My time is spent wrong. I do things that are wrong. I don't serve you right. Help me to serve you right. But that's not the end of his bedidus. Hashem, now I have a list of problems to present here. List of problems. I have to get a set of nails. I have a hammer. I need a few nails. I ran short of nails. Provide me with the necessity. Has to cost about 2 or 3 cents. That too. You're embarrassed to ask for it? Chas V'Shalom. That shows that everything you do, you mekasher yourself, you attach yourself to Hashem. How large or how small the item is. There are lahavdil companies that say no item too big or too small for us to handle. Oshikin shuli in heaven. Hashem handles everything. You prove that there is Ashkocha Proti. Hashem supervises and sees all, the largest to the biggest. And you never can tell. A person by davening for a very tiny item might create a chain reaction. That tiny item would lead to a tremendous amount of shefa. You never know when. The person who accustoms himself with that kind of a tefillah, ashrei to that person, because he lives in serving Hashem. His whole life, even the gashmius, is one long process of avodas Hashem.